I'm like, wait, this is like a tech company that does painting and home services.
Welcome to Founder Stories, a show about ordinary people on a journey to build their own exceptional businesses. I'm Brian Scudamore, founder and CEO of O2E Brands. We're home to 1-800-GOT-JUNK, Wow One Day Painting, and Shack Shine. I started my business hauling junk as an 18-year-old paying his way through college. 30 years later, we're 250 franchises strong. I've learned a few lessons along the way, the most important one being that it's all about people. And I mean all about people. So I'm on a mission to uncover the founder stories of some of our most inspiring people. From the decisions that lead them to take the leap, to the celebrations and lessons that follow. When she was first pitched the idea for this business, this franchise partner said, "No way." She loves the brand so much today, and it shows. She closes over 70% of the estimate she goes out on. This is Sammy's story.
My name is Sammy Martinez. We own the franchise, my husband and I both together, in Northern Colorado. So we're Colorado North. We are parents, now grandparents, pretty recently located in the last 5 years to Colorado, and originally came from California. And we're still raising kids and visiting grandbabies and enjoying a new area.
So Sammy, take me back to the beginning. Let's go back even real deep into your childhood. What did you do as a kid?
I was the older sister. And so I spent a lot of time raising my younger sister, who was 4 years younger. I had to be the responsible person because my mom was a single mom at that time. And so I worked and babysat and took care of my younger sister and cleaned house and cooked and sewed and learned how to crochet and knit for my grandmother. And I worked usually in high school 3 jobs. So I would teach preschool and work in a restaurant, get up at 5 a.m. and go work as a hostess in a breakfast restaurant, and then worked as a retail manager. And, you know, I always had multiple jobs. When I was in high school, I actually had half my college already finished. So I went to high school and college at the same time. That back then, when there wasn't college credits when you were in high school, I actually just went in the evenings and was putting myself through college while I was in high school and working full time. So I don't know, I had a different mentality. I kind of had a different drive than most everyone around me.
But what did you always dream of being when you grew up?
I wasn't sure. As I got through high school, I actually started out working with handicapped children. So my degree started out with special needs and early childhood education. I got a little sick of dealing with social workers and kind of the red tape within that industry. And so I pivoted. I was a single mom at the time and decided I was going to go to school to be an interior designer. So I went to a very nice school in Southern California and had a great time with it, and kind of just got headhunted from there, place to place to place. But was a single mom through all of it. Wasn't exactly the plan in life. And, you know, that was kind of where I ended up, more the construction side of things, more than the decorating and pillows. I don't do furniture. I don't do artwork. I do construction. So I like that better than anything else.
So what got you interested in design?
Well, I think mathematically, and so blueprints and those kind of things are, I actually like digging into a set of blueprints. I like the geometry of things. I like the spatial planning. I like putting together something from the ground up, and it's a little different than setting pillows and draperies and different things. And I've done some of those along the way, but I actually liked working with a contractor and teaching them how to drop a subfloor and set in a curbless shower.
So single mom, studying in school, studying interior design, getting into the construction world, headhunters. They were chasing you. You didn't have a resume, but there was something special they saw in Sammy. What did they see in you?
You know, I've always been able to connect with people, I think. I would always be the person that if anybody had a hard client, they would send them to me. And it wasn't because I was so hard-nosed. It was just, I don't get shaken very easily. So they come in, you know, blustering, doing whatever, hollering, and say, okay, well, let's just sit down and work through this and let's just figure this out. And when you don't kind of come back at somebody, you get a reputation for, oh, okay, well, they can handle all those really high-end clients who are super demanding. They can hire, you know, they can handle this contractor who doesn't always take no for an answer. So yeah, that's kind of the reputation I got. I do good design work, but I can handle myself.
Sammy, with your training in the interior design world, how have you brought that to the customer experience of WOW One Day Painting?
Walking out and walking into a client's home as an interior designer, I'm walking out in competition with, you know, Chuck in a truck. And when I walk in and talk to somebody, it's usually, I know I've had other franchise partners say, I don't know how you spend so much time with them. I'm in, I'm out, I've got to move on. And I'm like, sometimes I can be there an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm getting to know them and they're talking to me more than just about paint. They're talking about, oh, I want to remodel the kitchen or I want to do this. And a lot of people want that relationship with somebody who has experience within an industry. And what it does is it's not just about talking about a kitchen or a bathroom or a flooring or something beyond just the paint. It's about building a relationship. So now I'm a trusted person who's sitting and having coffee with them for an hour and a half, talking about their kids and their dogs and, you know, just more than just paint. It becomes a relationship. And Anario had said one time, he said, you know, when I walk into these houses, people are just texting me the code to get into their house. They're leaving me the house key because they trust you. And in the same aspect, now they trust us coming in. They don't know us from anybody, but you spend an hour or 2 hours with them. And now they're walking in like we're their family. Like the last kickoff we got together, I said, well, that's how I close 70%+ of all the jobs I go out on.
That is absolutely world-class sales conversion. 70% is remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. You work with your husband.
Yes.
So tell me more about your husband and how you got into business together.
Well, when we first moved to Colorado, we kind of had he had the epiphany. You know, he didn't want to go back to work for somebody. He's like, in this stage of life, I want to have more time with the kids. We still have a couple of younger kids at home. Not that running a business gives you all the time in the world, but it does give you the flexibility where you can just schedule yourself off in the afternoon to go do an activity with them or to go see a sporting event, or you're not locked into somebody else's schedule. We're locked into our own schedules. So I can make it up on the back end and, you know, burn the candle on the other side late in the evening and make it up. So my kids don't miss out on having a parent as well. And when we looked at WOW, he said painting company, and I said, I'm out, no way. And he said painting company, and I said, no, not having it. You know, I'm not a painter, I'm an interior designer, like take a hike. And so we kind of went back and forth, and he's like, you've got to stop and just sit down and listen to me. He's like, I've watched these videos, I've looked at this company, it is not the other painting companies. It is not this, it's not that. The other ones, they're different. He's like, just stop for a minute. So we went round and round a little bit about it. He was sold the minute he saw everything. He was like, no, you got to see this. This is different. So I sat down, I was like, okay, I'm not saying no anymore. Let's take a minute. We met with Adam and, you know, had multiple phone calls and started doing some research. And I'm like, okay, so I'm not out. And then when we came up to Vancouver and started meeting everyone, I'm like, wait, this is like a tech company that does painting and home services. This is not what I expected. They just have this recipe for hiring and putting people in place that it was so people oriented, and it was so comfortable from the very beginning that both of us, once we really got into it, I was like, okay, well, it plays off my strong suits. I know construction. I can't, there are no more no's. And once we met everyone, it was like, well, okay, this is a no-brainer. Yeah.
How have you been able to revolutionize the painting space.
I come in as a business professional. I come in as an interior designer. I come in as someone who absolutely cares. We are invested in our community that we give back as much as we can. We've actually done two projects in the last 2 weeks for two cancer patients. So, you know, we've given back to our community grief center around here. You know, sometimes an REO is like, what did you tell everybody we're doing this week? Hold on. What did you promise this week? And I'm like, no, it's good. It's all good. We're just going for it. So, we just present differently. We're invested in our community. We are their neighbors. We're in business to be in business, not to be in business for this week. We're here for the long haul. We do not have people calling us back. We do not have complaints. We if someone calls and says there is something they need, we are going to be there that day or the next day to make it right. Mm. And, you know, even if it wasn't something on us, we're going to make it right. So we just have people who we've partnered with in business as well, who know that that's who we are.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you use all the skills you learned in that tough as nails world to really deliver and make an ordinary service like painting exceptional?
Good question. I am demanding. Sometimes, you know, I walk out and the guys are tired and I'll come in and I'll be like, you know what? You missed something. I want us to find it before a client ever finds it. I want to have something that people are thrilled to see. I want them to be tickled and delighted and happy when they walk in. I want them to, you know, love the coffee cup we left because they want to actually have it there, not just, you know, oh, I couldn't stand this guy, you know, I tossed this stupid thing. You want to deliver on what you promise. And I put that to my crew. I you got to have guys that believe it too. And you got to treat them right so they understand the reason why we're there.
I think it's a winning formula. People often think you can't be demanding.
Yeah.
You can be demanding with your people and have them expect to be demanding back to you, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you still have to put that with kindness. And I guess it's more your approach on it, just for us. Like, really doing it coming from a loving space rather than in a kind space.
Yeah, it sounds like you're demanding with a heart, and it sounds like you've inspired your people to actually put the demands on themselves. I'd love you to tell on the personal side, what have you done for community as well as the business side?
Yeah, well, I mean, on a personal side, family-wise, we've actually fostered over 30 children. We've raised 30 children in our life. We still have a 9-year-old at home. My oldest is 28. We have two grandchildren. So we have one in high school, one in elementary school, and two adult children that are, you know, so I say, anybody asks me on any given day, how many children do you have? The answer is, well, it depends on the day of the week. This week, we don't have any foster children with us, but sometimes I can have 9, you know.
Phenomenal what you've done. Where did you get this big heart to want to give back so often?
I was raised by a single mom. And so my mom owned her own business. I was raised in the auto body industry. She was one of the only shop owners. I actually came in and helped her run it. And, you know, watch my mom go through building a business after she was divorced and, you know, taking on a business in an industry that wasn't at all growing up. But, you know, you didn't have women owners in that industry. But she actually taught herself how to estimate. She became president of the Auto Body Association. She then was offered a position teaching she taught auto damage appraisal for almost 20 years at the college level, basically without a college degree, because she just worked hard and did what she needed to do.
If you look back, you've been in the system, the family since 2018. In these few short years, as an exceptional leader in the system, what are you most proud of with the business?
Well, I think there's been a couple times where, you know, we've shot ourselves in the foot and had missteps and, you know, just thought, oh my gosh, what did we do to ourselves? And I think every business owner does that, right? We don't always make the best decisions, but it's a learning curve. You know, even with the franchise, we still have to figure out our market, what works for us, you know, how we work. So, you know, last year before we were going into COVID, we had some phenomenal numbers that were just crazy in competing with some of the big boys. We were like, okay. And then it fell off because our area just locked so tightly down immediately. And we've had some slow months, and then we dragged it back out again, kicking and screaming. And we're like, you know what? We are going to be in business, and we're not going to give up, and we're not going to just shut down, because that would be the easiest thing to do right now. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year and a half with COVID and the pendulum, to see how far it can swing one direction or the other, where you've said, you know, you went from struggling at one point to rocketing ahead and realizing, wow, you know, things are really, really growing. So Sammy, what's next? 3 to 5 years out for Colorado?
We actually so we were the only ones in the whole, we're the dot in the middle of the country. And, you know, two states away is our nearest franchise. So we're the, you know, the lone guy out here. And we actually, our neighbors became a franchise partner. They moved and they purchased a franchise, and then another one purchased in. And now there's third one that just, so we are four of us strong in a very small area. Yeah. So to me, I think that leverages a lot for us. And that means that we are going strong, and I'm looking forward to us being just a dominant force in our little region here.
Thank you, Sammy, for spending time with me today and having our virtual cup of coffee. And thank you.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Founder Stories. I'm Brian Scudamore. I love hearing stories from founders. I'm curious what resonated with you. Tell me on Instagram, LinkedIn, or go to my YouTube channel to learn more.